I'm Yusuf from Tom. Hey guys, how we doing? Tell you what, every week it's something else. Every week it's something new. This week it's Stefan Logan. You know, I mean, people don't give him enough credit. And I know I've read an article from a Detroit paper that said that he's struggling. He's so good. And so, you know, I'm very concerned about him, obviously. He's very quick. Incredible body balance. That's the thing about him. You get a good shot on him, he stays up. He's 180 pounds, soaking wet. So, obviously, it's one to keep me up nights this week. And like all the good returners do. And, of course, you know, Jason Hansen, just the old pro, and Nick Harris has done a nice job for him and has done a great job the last few weeks since they brought him back.
So what difference have you seen in those coverage units for Detroit since that last game?
You know, the thing about, you know, the NFL, obviously if some guys can't get it done, they bring in new guys, and they brought in a couple new guys. But for the most part, they're doing a lot of the same things. They're just doing it better. They're a well-coached team. Their head coach puts a lot of emphasis on special teams, and you knew they were only going to get better. And it's been 6 weeks, and you can see their, you know, the improvement. And I think anytime you get burned or a little bit embarrassed, you're gonna come back and play a little bit harder. You know, your back's against a wall, you're backed into a corner, so to speak. You're gonna come out swinging, and that's what they've done.
They brought in that jumps out at you. That's really helping them.
Well, some of the starters, you know, and some of the safeties like Carey, Silva. They've moved Lewis, the linebacker, number 50. They've brought him up and put him on more units. Those guys are playing at a high level. And, of course, John Wendling's doing a great job. Stefan Logan, they moved him to the five on kickoffs, doing a great job. And Kasim Osgood, I mean, he's maybe lost a little bit of a step, but at the end of the day, he's still a veteran that's covered a lot of kicks and been to several Pro Bowls. And I faced him many times when I was in Kansas City and Denver. He was with the Chargers. So he's still playing at a high level. So they're a good group. They're a well-coached group. And you knew they're only going to get better.
As you counted, how many new faces have you? Do you
I
count
think there's
from?
Four on kickoff, and I want to say two or three on punt, if I'm not mistaken. And some guys rotate in and out too. You know, if they're a starter on defense, they might be subbed out by a young guy for one or two reps, and then the starter comes back in. So they're rotating guys around a little bit and putting their freshest guys on the field.
Have you ever? I mean, is that extreme? I mean, obviously they extreme. There was it called for extreme measures, but how unusual is that for a special teams coordinator to put four new faces in, three or four on the other?
Well, I think like any NFL team, if some guys can't get it done, you're going to find guys that can. So if they were struggling, you know, they're going to bring in, you know, two or three new faces. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they've only cut one guy. They cut 57, Hogue, the linebacker who's now in Carolina, who's good. I think a pretty good football player. But, you know, they've replaced him with Lewis on some of those other number 50, their seventh round pick out of Oklahoma, on some of the units that Hogue used to be on. So I don't think it's a drastic change by any stretch. I think they're doing a lot of the same things. They're just doing them better. And, again, I think they're very well coached. I think their head coach does a great job of putting emphasis on not only on special teams personnel, but special teams emphasis in terms of, you know, making sure they have enough practice time and the guys are prepared. So they've improved dramatically in that respect.
So if you don't have Percy, is it Marcus Becker?
More than likely, yep. And I've got, you know, I've rotated other guys in, some guys that, you know, AJ and Josh and Jarius. You know, if Jarius is up, I don't know if he's going to be up or not, but he'd be another option too.
How close is Jarius to really contributing?
Jarius Wright?
Yeah.
I think on special teams he could contribute right away. He's a smart, conscientious young man who's worked very hard to try to be a better punt and kickoff returner. You know, we put him in on the scout team, the show teams at the one or two on kickoff. You know, he can do those sorts of roles at kind of probably a backup level right now. But, you know, it's kind of fun to see a lot of these young guys, how much they learn, how much they improve since the spring.
What's worked right for you guys on coverage? I mean, in containing things?
Well, in kickoff coverage, we've only covered 12. I mean, Blair's gone right with us, to be honest with you. But it goes back to the guys believing, and it's funny because when you kick them 5-6 deep and they bring them out, our guys get another 5-7 yards to get downfield. So, you know, we're playing fast. We're doing a good job with our technique and fundamentals. It's guys going out and buying into what we're preaching as coaches. And you know, and at the end of the day, the kicker really, really helps.
How many of those 12 would you say is you guys kicking it high and trying to get him inside the 20? I mean, it seems like he could just kick it out of the end zone every single time. I mean, are there of those 12, have there been some where you're kicking it high just trying to pin him inside the 20?
Well, Tampa, like I told you, we tried the whole game that way. It depends on the returner. Against Leon Washington, we weren't trying to do that. He mishit that kick a little bit, but our guys responded well. It happened to be in a corner, so they had a return call that actually benefited us on that one while we tackled him on the 15. But, you know, guys are playing fast, and, you know, sometimes you know, I kind of like when they take a knee in the end zone. And Stefan Logan's one of those guys. Last time we played him, I think we had all touchbacks. So,
what's the difference for Chloe?
You know, he not tweaked anything, but he knew what he was doing wrong. He figured out what he was doing wrong with his drop and his leg swing. Just it's so minor and a minute adjustment for him that, you know, he went out and had a tremendous pregame and had two really nice punts. One, the shorter one, was high. It's a fair catch. It was only 35 yards, and it was a really nice day in Seattle. I mean, you guys, you know, knew what kind of weather it was, so a little bit of rain. But other than that, the winds weren't bad, and so I'd say two out of three were outstanding punts, and the other one was okay. You know, we can live with that, but you always want more, because I talk about him being a weapon. He's a good enough punter that he can be a weapon for us, and I think coverage-wise, if we get the hang time punt that we want, the high, far, deep, high hang time punt, we got a chance to cover those.
How many fewer holes do you see? I mean, it seemed like last time you played Detroit, a lot of those, you were almost chomping at the bit to get to some of those holes on your return games. Have things tightened up? I mean, do you still see things? Not to reveal what you see, but
yeah,
still...
I mean, like I said, they're a well-coached group. They're like any young player or group of young players, the longer you go in the season, as long as they stay healthy, the better they're going to get at their techniques and fundamentals. And I think that's where Detroit is now, like I think we are. I mean, going into the Detroit game last time, we had just played San Fran and given up two long kickoff returns. So I'm sure they were chomping at the bit too, to be quite honest. I know Logan was probably sitting there watching that tape going, man, I got one. So it's the same type of thing as the year goes on. These teams, if you stay healthy and you make the certain personnel changes that you need to make, you're going to get better. And that's what I've seen from Detroit.
How much of it is better talent, better effort on their part? Embarrassed, I mean, would create better effort. I would think so.
I've been embarrassed before, and you know, I'd worked longer that week following. I don't know. I think at the end of the day, you just demand a certain level of effort and expect them to play at a higher level when you do get burned. So I don't think it was a lack of effort last time we played them. I just think it's the things that they're better now than they were.
What you guys have done with your coverage units has been due to the health. I mean, guys, just you've stayed healthy this year.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate, and I think a lot of that has to do with the touchbacks. You're covering, we have 35 touchbacks and 12 returns. So last year it was complete opposite of that, maybe more. We're covering 35, 40 kicks at this point of the year. So you're going to be healthier this time of year than you would be. I think that really helps. That's a big factor in my mind.
What do you think Blair's range hit Seattle was?
Over 63. He could have gone 60, 65. He hit the 55-yarder. That thing was fading left a little bit because he played the wind. That would have been good distance-wise from 65, I would think. He hit the net, you know, pretty ways up there. So it was a heck of a kick. He did a good job.
Flowing a little bit toward the end of the half? Because, I mean, there was a possibility he could be.
Oh, that one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, because when Jerome did a great job of picking up that kickoff, they tried to squib it. And Joe Berger does a little Ole technique, and Jerome grabs it and gets out to the 39. That's a great opportunity for us to get three more points. And I think, you know, if we get to the 40 there, that's a 58-yarder. He's going to have a great opportunity for us to get three more.
He said he was really lobbying for the 67-yarder, but there were 9 seconds left. I mean, had there been 6 or 3 seconds left, would you have tried a 67-yarder?
67, that'd be tough, because then what they do is they put Leon Washington back there, and we got to cover it with a bunch of big guys, and that's it. That's the thing that's going in the back of my mind. Not that he can't make it, but if he doesn't, we got to get ready to cover with big people, and that's tough. Maybe 65, 64 in that range, I would think, on that day, because it was not a very windy day. In his mind, he's going to make him from 70, though, but that's a young kid with a lot of confidence, and maybe he would. I don't know, but I'm not going to put anything past him right now.
Have you ever seen a 55-yarder clear three-quarters of the way up?
No. That was unbelievable. That was a great kick. It's all coaching. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks, guys.